We're back to who really matters around here. Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt appearing with us for his biweekly report on the activities within the town. Mr. Hoyt, you were a busy fellow over the weekend.
I think I was an elf.
Where? An elf?
An elf.
Well, you know, I met an elf, actually. You were at the Center Church, correct, for the tree lighting?
Yes.
And did you see that little elf running around in the green outfit?
That young lady was running her tail off.
Wasn't she? And her name is Piper Cohane, and she's a student at Wyndham School, and I've known her mother for many, many years, and I've known her dad for less years, but she's grown up to be quite a kid. I knew Piper when she was basically born. It's nice that somebody would come out and help like that.
Yeah, they had a over-the-top crowd, and when Santa showed up, they were very busy inside that church.
Now, what we're talking about is the Center Church in Wyndham had its tree lighting, its yearly tree lighting, Saturday evening. It started out with a parade, a very new parade. So you were there for that as well?
Yes, I was.
Now, that was pretty cool, I got to admit. I went up to where they start the parade, up there by the mall. That's what I call it anyway, up there at the pharmacy. And, you know, Absolute Towing was there and the fire departments were there. It was really, and they drive down the road with their Christmas lights on. It's pretty cool.
I had never been to one. I've known Catskill has had one for numerous years.
Right.
First time it showed up on the mountaintop, and I would say it was a success.
Oh, absolutely. And there was even a little excitement. Did you hear about the engine failure? Well, apparently, the battery on one of the fire trucks burst into flames. Luckily, Prattsville was there and put it out. So there was a little excitement. So you might be getting a request from the fire department for more money. Who knows?
Yeah, well, they've got the board of commissioners for that.
But anyway, before we get to the Saturday night, on Friday night, you were also present for a tree lighting in Hensonville.
Yeah, and that was very well attended as well.
Santa was a busy fella.
No doubt about it. The guy was all over the place.
Now, I wrote a story a couple weeks ago talking about these various events, and I made kind of a joke out of it saying that the local hotels and short-term rentals are going to be competing for Santa because he was there Friday night and Saturday night. So did he stay in town or did he jet out on his reindeer?
I'm not 100% sure. I know he's got to catch up on a little rest because in a couple weeks he's going to be doing 24 straight.
Right? He's going to be pretty busy in a couple weeks.
Correct.
But anyway, it was nice to see. Now, Friday night, they had the tree lighting, and it was in honor of a gentleman in Hensonville, Tom Martin. And I'm sure you know Terry Martin, a longtime school board member.
Yeah, and I know Terry and her sisters and her brother. I think Tommy's like 93 or 94 now.
Yeah, and he was there. And he's what? Now, did you pull the switch on Saturday night to light the tree?
I made sure it worked. We had a little bit of a hiccup, but we solved that shortly and, you know, tested it, and it worked fine.
Well, he was the one who pulled the switch over in Hensonville, and it was an honor to him and his family. And the tree is actually planted in memory of his parents, of Tommy's parents. So I guess
Terry's grandparents.
And it was nice. You walk across the street, and there's Nana Gales with Karen Hansen serving some nice cupcakes, and Santa Claus was there. So anyway, I tried to have a little fun with Donnie Schoenborn and get him to sit on Santa's lap. Did he do that after I left?
He may have. I was coerced into doing it, so...
You sat on Santa's lap?
Absolutely.
Oh, I wish I'd been there for that, get a photo of that. Now, Donnie, of course, for many years worked with the Greene County Sheriff, and now he works part-time with Wyndham Police. So, in fact, we named him one of our Persons of the Year last year for being very much a part of capturing some fugitive that was on the loose. You remember that situation?
Yes, I remember that with... Joey Caputo and Matt Seeley also as well.
Yeah, right. All of them, they were our shared Person of the Year. So it was nice to see Donnie, and I had a lot of fun with him. Maybe next year he'll sit on Santa's lap. So,
he may have this year.
Yeah, right? Maybe so. We'll get him. So that was Friday night and Saturday night over at the Center Church. Same deal, Santa and the tree lighting. And they also handed out gifts. Oh, and that little elf that we mentioned earlier, she was quite busy.
They went through a lot of gifts. Lisa and her crew, Brenda and Carolyn, were prepared. I think that went extremely well as well. And kudos to our two fire departments for popcorn and hot dogs, and the police with their hot chocolate as well. It was a joint effort Saturday night.
Yeah, now you mentioned Lisa, that's Lisa Jaeger from the Wyndham Chamber of Commerce, and the fire department's Wyndham Hose Company No. 1 was the host for the parade, and Hensonville helped out as usual with food and beverage. And the Wyndham PBA also pitching in, so it was a nice community event.
Yeah, and the weather, we were a little leery about it earlier in the day with the rain,
yep.
But that passed by, it was kind of brisk the other night.
Yep.
And also, Mike, there's a gentleman that passed away over this past year. And Saturday evening, we put a memorial bench out on Main Street by the hydrant in front of the Center Church. It was for Orlando Zippieri. Mm-hmm. He's been coming up here for like 60 years. It's a beautiful bench with a little engraving on it. If you're down that way, you should look at it. We
Absolutely.
Installed it. After
and when
Santa
you say
Claus
we,
had
what
left.
Do you mean we, the family? And
myself and the family, yes.
Oh, very nice. That's a very nice touch. It's, you know, you do. You notice that person's name, and you wonder, I wonder who that was. So now folks will know who he is.
Yeah, he was the same as Mr. Martin in his 90s, and he passed away this past summer, and he'd been coming up here since he was a teen and just loved the town of Windham, and his family wanted to do something, and we decided that would be a good gesture to do for the community.
Very nice. So now let's get down to business. We are talking because town has its, you meet twice monthly on the second and fourth Thursday. So this Thursday, 7 p.m., you got anything special going on? Things are usually fairly slow this time of year.
Yeah, we're run the course and just more or less paying bills. We've got a couple requests for sewer additions into the town septic system. You know, a lot of people get their ducks in a line over the winter for spring excavation season. So that's coming to the forefront. And as we all know, we report and give everyone an update on the ambulance building. It did put the binder blacktop down there, and that's moving right along as well.
Yeah, it really is moving swiftly. Now, you mentioned ambulance. You folks have had a lot of discussions about buying a new ambulance. Where are you at with that? Is it currently still being pursued?
We're constantly looking at them. There's still such a backlog on how long it takes to get them. So we're looking for that to slow down a little bit because if you place an order, you're still a year and a half out. It's crazy.
Now, these things don't come cheap either, do they?
Nothing in this world comes cheap anymore.
Yeah, I know that Davy Amante, she's the administrator. She's been talking, and Ian Peters is the liaison between the town and the ambulance. They've been at this for a while, and it just hasn't worked out. It's just the cost and everything else, the delays.
We also, in the last month, we met with the supervisors for the Mountaintop, and we talked about the ambulance service in general on how we're going to be prepared for this upcoming winter with the extra shifts on the holiday weekends and all the good stuff that goes with that. So hopefully we're prepared for that.
Anything new with the land use committee?
We're going to meet next Thursday, not this Thursday. Next Thursday we're going to meet, and we're going to go over where we are with the site plan and keep moving forward.
Because you have a lot of things coming up. This is really well-timed, isn't it, with the government leaders going over all these regulations?
We have to because, like I've spoken before, our site plan was antiquated. We're going to bring it into the 21st century, and it'll protect the interests of the community and adapting a new site plan law.
The last time we spoke to you, you were out in the woods. How'd you do out there? Did they outsmart you this year?
Reindeer had to get a new recruit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, so you had some good fortune out there for you, huh?
Yes, our small group of people that have hunted with each other for years had a very good year.
Now, there's a lot of deer. I mean, I drive a lot slower than I used to because deer are just everywhere.
Yeah, there's numerous ones. Well, it's society. Not many people hunt anymore.
Right. Talking about hunting always reminds me of Jerry Baker. He told a story about how many, many years ago, I think with his grandfather maybe, or even back further, there were hardly any deer in the area, but that sure has changed.
Yeah, it definitely has changed. Now, down in the valley, they had a blue tongue disease. It was a parasite, a mosquito that bitten a lot of the deer last year, and they lost a lot of their herd down in the valley, Columbia County, Dutchess, and Catskill Athens area. So their population is quite a bit down.
So speaking of Jerry, have you heard that he's cutting back?
I heard something that you may not see many snowmobiles being repaired at his place, and this is after he backed off on the ATVs. So with any luck, he still wants a tanker on lawnmowers because we all need our grass mowed.
Well, I don't want to lose Jerry Baker. That guy's too valuable for me. I mean, he fixes things and he gives you a bill and you're like, are you kidding me? What do you think this is, 1950?
He's beyond fair.
Beyond fair, and he knows what he's doing, and apparently what's happening is he ain't feeling his oats like he used to. So he wants to cut back on the heavy machinery, and he put a little thing on Facebook. So I'm going to put a little story in and reminisce a little bit because Jerry and, you know, there's not a lot of old schoolers left who can tell a story as well as Jerry Baker.
Nope, there's not many at all.
When you were a kid, did you hang out there at all?
No, I wasn't down there much. When I got older and got my own lawnmower and I broke stuff, I hung out there because I had to get stuff fixed.
All right, so not much happening at the town this week, but you never know, something might come up. And it was a busy weekend, the town was full of people, so big time holiday, and now all we need is a little snow for the Mountaintop.
and that'll be here before you know it.
Very cool. Mr. Hoyt, we appreciate you joining us as always.
All right. Thanks, guys.